USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As senators continue to go through the roughly $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, after lawmakers finalized the text of it over the weekend, we are finding out some of the hidden proposals tucked away in the bill.
Hiding in plain sight, on page 508 of the U.S. Senate's 2,700-plus page infrastructure bill are the plans for a national per-mile fee pilot program, and it's exactly what it sounds like. The more you drive, the more you pay. If passed, the Secretary of Transportation would start putting together the $10 million program no more than 90 days after the bill's passage. The new tax would go into effect no more than a year later. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new report shows fewer jobs were added in the United States than expected. Payroll processing firm ADP says 303,000 positions were added last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo allegedly sexually harassed 11 state employees since being in office. That's according to a report released by New York State Attorney General Lolita James. President Biden, along with Democrat and Republican lawmakers around the state, have asked for the governor to resign. New York State Assemblyman Ron Kim, appearing on Fox News, says Governor Cuomo now stands alone.
At this point, I can confidently say there are no Democrats at the local, state, or federal level who are supporting or will stand with this governor.
The vice chairman of the Fed Reserve says it's likely they will start raising interest rates in 2023. Richard Clarida saying the central bank expects to hit its economic targets by the end of next year. However, he did not say when the Fed might slow the monthly asset purchases that have kept the economy afloat during the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A lifelong government employee and frequent critic of President Trump is out with a book and making more accusations about former President Donald Trump.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who made waves as a witness during the Trump impeachment proceedings, claimed on MSNBC the former president is responsible for over 600,000 COVID deaths in America, and that would have been prevented if he was removed from office.
There's a direct logic link to the 600,000 dead. If the president was held accountable, removed, we would have 600,000 more Americans walking the streets today. If they censured him, the president would be on his heels, and he would probably have been a little more cautious going into COVID. We wouldn't have an economic disaster.
Vindman, who has been on a media tour to promote a new book, was an important witness for Democrats during the House impeachment inquiry. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
After receiving lots of backlash, former President Barack Obama is scaling down his 60th birthday bash.
Former President Barack Obama has scaled back his 60th birthday mega bash in Martha's Vineyard, citing the spread of coronavirus's Delta variant. A statement said, due to the new spread of the Delta variant over the past week, the President and Mrs. Obama have decided to significantly scale back the event to include only family and close friends. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.